You're with SBS Radio.
Tmenin fil-mija ta' tfal Awstraljani b'sintomi serji ta' s-saħħa mentali mhumiex fiċċu għajnuna. Dan skont studju fuq 5,000 tifel u tifla li ħares lejn il-limitazzjonijiet li jistgħu jwaqfu l-aċċess tagħhom għas-servizzi ta' s-saħħa mentali. Il-riċerkaturi li kważi nofs l-Awstraljani li jibatu mis-saħħa mentali jirċievu jew support f'qir jew lebda trattament minkejja li trattament effettiv jeżisti u huwa aċċessibbli. Rapport ġdid li huwa issapportjat mill-Kunsill Nazzjonali għar-Riċerka tas-Saħħa investiga xi ftit mill-limitazzjonijiet li jistgħu jostakolaw l-aċċess għas-servizzi tas-saħħa mentali speċjalment fil-konfront ta' tfal. Il-professur Harriet Hiscock mill-Istitut ta' Tfal Murdoch hija l-awtriċi prinċipali tar-rapport.
We looked at a sample of close to 5,000 children and looked at whether or not they had mental health difficulties and if they did, what services and supports they got through Medicare. And what we found was that the vast majority of children who did have mental health problems were not getting the health services that they needed to manage their mental health.
L-istudju sab li 80% ta' tfal b'sintomi serji tas-saħħa mentali huma jsibu l-ebda għajnuna. Fost dawk bi problemi mentali persistenti, inqas minn 40% qegħdin jirċievu l-kura meħtieġa. Il-professur Hiscock tgħid li n-nuqqas ta' trattament żvelat ma kienx mistenni.
I think it's really surprising how few children are getting what we call minimally adequate treatment. So we know that a lot of children miss out on health services in Australia for their mental health. But of the children who have persistently poor mental health, we would hope they would be doing better and they would be getting the help they needed, but only 38% of them are doing so.
Ir-rapport indika l-fatt li ħafna ġenituri ma jkunux jafu bil-problemi ta' tfal tagħhom u dan huwa fattur li jillimita l-aċċess għat trattament kif ukoll l-ispejjeż kontinwi ta' trattament.
The current Medicare funding is for a child to have 10 sessions per year, but often children will need more than that, but families can't afford to pay the out-of-pocket fees for that.
Il-professur Hiscock tgħid li jissess l-età u l-isfond kulturali tal-familja jistgħu wkoll ikollhom rwol li jiddetermina jkun x'hemm aċċess jew le.
Particularly girls were less likely to receive care than boys. Younger children were less likely than older children to access services. And families from non-English speaking backgrounds were also less likely to get help compared to families of children who spoke English.
Tony Fitzgerald huwa l-manager ta' Kids Helpline, linja ta' telefon li tipprovdi servizzi ta' pariri għat-tfal fuq il-telefon jew bil-webcam. Huwa jgħid li kważi 80% ta' tfal li jagħmlu kuntatt huma bniet, waqt li 37% ta' dawk li jagħmlu kuntatt huma tfal żgħażagħ li ġejjin minn sfond etnikament u lingwistikament divers.
I think that supports the idea that those groups are potentially reaching out to services like Kids Helpline for support because they can't access those mental health services in their community for whatever reason.
Fitzgerald jgħid li l-istigma assoċjata mas-saħħa mentali f'ċerti kulturi tista' tkun il-kawża taż-żieda fost iż-żgħażagħ minn sfond divers li qegħdin jagħmlu kuntatt mas-servizz.
Certainly we have seen an increase over a number of years now from young people from culturally diverse backgrounds. And we suspect that that's in part because they can relatively anonymously and confidentially contact our service rather than access the community-based services where there may be stigma associated with help seeking, within their own culture.
Fitzgerald jgħid li l-eliminazzjoni ta' din l-istigma billi l-kura tas-saħħa mentali tiġi normalizzata tgħin biex jikber iktar in-numru ta' tfal żgħażagħ li jaċċessjaw is-servizzi fil-komunità tagħhom.
We've still got a lot of work to do in normalizing help seeking behavior from an early age and also from a cultural perspective as well.
Ta' min jgħid li fil-jiem li għaddew il-Gvern Awstraljan alloka $5 million għall-iżvilupp ta' servizz online li se jagħti liż-żgħażagħ aċċess dirett għall-informazzjoni u support tas-saħħa mentali.
Want to hear more stories like this? Subscribe to our regular podcasts on iTunes.